The Tao of Self-Confidence, episode 480.
Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to the Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal lady on the show today. She is a life and business coach and also the founder of JoyWorks, and I'm really excited to have her on and share her story with us today on self-confidence. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Jasjeet Rai. Jasjeet, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, Sheena. Thanks so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, I founded my company JoyWorks quite a while ago, back in 1999, actually. And my work has been in a few areas, started in consulting and now has moved into private individual coaching, which I love and really allows me to use, you know, various elements of my background, experience and expertise.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And Jasjeet, what's your cultural background?
I was born in India, but I've grown up in Canada, so arrived here when I was quite young. And I've also lived and worked in Europe as an adult. And I say that only because I think, you know, after when one travels or lives abroad in their 20s, it's such a significant time and how it can affect who we are. So I feel like very international in that way. You know, the Indian part is certainly, you know, some of my own learnings, my spiritual side definitely comes from that. In Canada, the education, you know, everything, the North American maybe approach to things. And then Europe, certainly the culture, style, and all of that has also really affected me.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And what's your favorite self-confidence quote?
This quote, I'm not sure who it's from. It usually says unknown, but it's every journey begins with a single step. And I love this because I have personally done many journeys, and I'm sure anybody who is looking to increase your self-confidence is going to go on new journeys. And when we remind ourselves that it's just that, you know, just take the first step and then the next and the next, it doesn't have to be so scary. It becomes something that we can actually feel, we can handle and manage.
Thanks for sharing that. And I truly believe that, you know, all our journeys, whatever we go through, the many journeys that we go through, it always starts with that single step. And it's amazing, once you start that single step, you never know where it can take you. So I really love that quote that you mentioned. And in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
What comes to mind is an awareness of our inherent wholeness. So my belief is that, you know, we are all born with confidence. You know, babies don't lack confidence, right? Yet, as we learn, as we get conditioned, it's almost like the confidence gets hidden by all the fears, doubts, concerns about what other people may think. And when we tap back into, wait a second, I am already whole. There is something already within me that is really important and individual and unique to share, then it can actually release all of the other stuff so that confidence, you return to it. It's not that you have to grasp it or fight for it or anything, but it's actually already present in you. And it's that remembering of it, accessing it, and then acting from it.
Thanks for sharing that definition. I also believe, you know, confidence is within. And when we can learn to work from within, then we can go out there and attract the things that we want in our life. So thanks for sharing that. And Jasjeet, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
You know, like if somebody had asked me when I was younger, am I confident? I think, you know, I would have probably said, sure. You know, I think so. Like I wasn't aware of not having it, but there was something that was going on that to me connects to what might have been missing that I wasn't aware of. And that's that, you know, I'm one of those people as a kid, like I did well in school. You know, I knew how to learn things fairly quickly and get along with people. And, you know, I also had to actually move a couple of different cities and schools growing up. And I had to adapt all the time. So I had some level of self-confidence because I was able to do that and fit in and all of that. But the part that I wasn't seeing was that like was my own uniqueness. Maybe I was too focused on doing well, you know, looking like I'm whatever, in control, things are happening like I want them to. But I wasn't tapping into, you know, who am I really? What do I love? What's really enjoyable to me? And so the way this showed up, even though, as I said, I did, you know, fine in school and got, you know, had a good childhood, I would say, is that there was at many times like an underlying boredom, I'll call it, or frustration. And it was just like there was something out of my reach. And somehow if I could just get to that world over there, that just felt so much more exciting that you know, that's where I was meant to be. And I didn't know like I had certain skills and abilities at that time. I wasn't taught to go do things that were particularly different. So it was maybe playing safe. And playing safe, what happens is we can have confidence, especially if we do well in something, but it's not the fuller confidence we have when we're actually being our true self, bringing our uniqueness to the surface, showing up, you know, as who we are, sharing our thoughts without worrying what anybody else is going to think about them, pursuing a path that feels totally right for us, even though it might be different from other people. So that's what it was like before, I would say, is that I didn't have that awareness. I knew something was missing, but I didn't know what it was. And I wasn't even sure that I could actually have it.
Thanks for sharing that. And we're also prone to playing it safe, right? We've been conditioned to live one certain path, not realizing like there's many other paths that we can, you know, live our life. And what was that moment in your life when you realized, you know, you can be the person that you are today? What was that aha moment?
You know, that those moments keep coming. So I find even today, like I'm still finding them. But like I think one of them was when I was 17 and, you know, just finishing high school and ended up going to spend a summer in French immersion school in another province in Quebec. And, you know, I was obviously on my own without my parents and family. And it was just so awesome. Like I just felt so at home, even though it was foreign, even though, you know, it was a language I was just learning to speak and all of that. But there was something in me that went, yeah, you know, this is fun. It was that kind of adventure, doing something different, doing it on my own, not having, you know, the usual people around me. So all of that kind of made me feel, wait a second, you know what, this is possible for me. And the travel has also been a big part of my life. So that was the first trip that I'd been on my own. And it just made me think like, wait a second, I can travel internationally. I can do things on that realm because that excites me. You know, it is possible. It is available. So I would say that was the very first aha moment for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And, you know, there's a great feeling when you can go out there and be on your own and do something on your own, even though it's scary at times. But, you know, it's just like, you know, if you can take on this moment, what else can you take on? So, you know, it's great that you're able to do that. And because of that, what's your life been like now?
Well, I keep, as I said, kind of, you know, I keep trying new things over the years. Like later in my 20s, I actually realized I was creative, and I would have never used that word before because I, you know, again, I was like a good student in the traditional subjects. And I, you know, I didn't think I was artistic or dramatic or any of those things until, you know, when maybe I started attending some workshops. And I remember going back to work and sharing this story with my colleagues, and they looked at me like, of course you're creative, as if, you know, and it was like news to me. So that started a journey. I actually learned a dance movement, body mind practice that's called Nia. And I've gotten my black belt in that. And I've been teaching that for 17 years or something like that. You know, I started painting, I began writing, I've been blogging for years. My business, I started that around, I think, the early 30s. And all of that, like the self-confidence certainly was there. You know, I had built it to the point where I could step out and say, well, I want to be an entrepreneur and I'm going to create my own business. And I created that business very much based on my strengths, my abilities, and what I feel is really important to offer that is unique to me. So, you know, a lot of the things that I've done in the last several years have been much more creative and more risk-taking for sure as well, and more fun.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Trust what it is that you love. Trust what you love doing and allow yourself to immerse yourself in it, to explore it, to go deeper into it, to get intimate with it, to let it bring out your gifts because they're already there, you know, like whatever we like for a reason. So trust that, bring it out, share it, use it, you know, make it part of your life, your work, your business. Really own it and let it light you up. And then as you do that, you will know how capable you are of creating what it is that you want.
Thanks for sharing that. Those are some great tips. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Sure. My website is probably a pretty good place to start. And that's joyworks, spelled JOIWORKS.com. And I'm certainly on Facebook as well, either under my name or under Joyworks. And so people can find me there.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Jess G, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Jess Jeet's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just want to thank Jess Jeet for taking the time to share her story with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you so much as well.
Not a problem. It was really great having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of Another Amazing Woman's Journey to Self-Confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Want to learn how you can use podcasting to market your business? Download your free report by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.